When the Shema that happens by itself, meaning to say like this, Chafura, when the father died, like the wheat was less than a third grown, is like a shachas. It wasn't even called wheat yet. The heavy shuvle, then by itself, like the crop grew up, and it became shibolim, it came into stalks. See, even the Shema that happens by itself also, they don't collect, like an Isha can't collect this for a ksuva. The same thing, Shalfufi, Vevi Tamri. For when the husband died, the dates were very unripe. And later first they became ripe dates. So even though it became Shvach by itself, not that the brothers had a plant there, but it was already planted before, just it grew up by itself, over the same halacha, that you cannot take these halachas, the Yovam, or the Ksubasisha, or the Bonis, to not collect from that Shvach either. Then it says, V'lo Barokova Muchsik, what is that coming to include? Lesuye Nichsei Davi Abba. Let's say the grandfather. Let's say the grandfather is still alive. So the case is right now that the father died. Now, the grandfather, like we know now, when the grandfather dies, his property is going to go straight down to the grandchildren right now, because his son died. So maybe, like that property is for sure going to go down to them. So maybe the Bechor or the Ksubas Isha should have a right to collect from those property that you first get later when the grandfather dies. Like that's more for sure you get it. So Kamashla know that the time when the husband died, if the grandfather was still alive, so at that time the husband did not have the grandfather's property, so if so, the Ksubas Isha or the Yovim cannot collect from it. Rashi says, Nichsei Davi Abba means, Emoya Avi Avi Imchai, the grandfather was alive, Bishas Mrs. Avim when the father died. Now, when the grandfather dies, the property is going to go straight down to the Yorshim, to the grandchildren. So even though for sure it's going to fall to them, and even if he has another son, but they'll for sure take the chilek the father should have taken. So maybe this is called mamish, like they have it already. Kamashmula, no. If lemaisa, when your father died, the grandfather was alive, so when your father died, he did not collect that property yet, that's only called ro, what comes to him later. And right now he doesn't have it, so there's no din b'chor on that, there's no din ksubasisha on that, it's still considered ro, it's not considered the property that he has yet. Even though it's kamat for sure he would get it, but still he doesn't have it yet, it's not included. Now the Mishnah says, V'eilu shein chozrim b'yovel. These are the cases that if you sell them, they do not come back to you on yovel. Ha-b'chorah, that the b'chor gets two portions, so even after yovel, it doesn't have to give it back. When your wife dies and the husband yashins his wife midiraisa, so even after yovel, you do not have to return the property back to her hamishpacha. For hamiyabim meshesesachiv, if you miyabim your brother's wife, so you take over his chelik, you yashin your brother, you keep it, you don't have to return it by yovel. For hamatana, if you give somebody a present also, even though yovel passes by, he doesn't have to give it back to you. Give a Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim say no. Hamatana kemecher. If you give somebody a present, it's the same thing. If you sell something, if you sell property to somebody, the law is at yovel you get it back. The same way, if you gave somebody property for matana, where the Chacham holds that matana is like a mecher, that by yovel you get it back. Rabbi Elazar of Elazar holds kulam chozim b'yovel. Those know all these cases. Even a din of bechor, a din of a yerusasishtoi, the miyabim, you only have a right to keep it until yovel. But by yovel, you have to give it back. We'll soon see why. Reb Yechonin ben Bruko Imer, af ha yerusasishtoi. He holds that only this case, I know the girl's word af, take out the word af, but he just holds ha yerusasishtoi. When your wife dies and you yash and your wife, yachtel v'nei ha nu alocha, yachtel v'nei mishpacha. You have to return, like what you yarshin from your wife, to her mishpacha. And what happens? They'll have to pay you the money for it. But part of the money that they're going to give you, you have to deduct for some reason. So we'll soon see in the Gemara what I mean to say here. That when your wife dies, even though you yarshin her property, it says, you're going to have to sell it back to her mishpacha. You could sell it to them, you get money for it. But for some reason, you have to deduct some part of the money. So the Gemara explains. My time of the Rabbi Meir. What's the reason of Rabbi Meir? That Rabbi Meir holds that all the first things are not returned by Yovel, not even a matana. Why? Because he holds like this. Mecher hu diyom rachmon lehed de b'yovel. Torah only says if you sell something, that's returned by yovel. Only if you sell karka. But maton v'yerushalay, the Torah did not talk about if you give somebody a present, or if you yarshin. So stam yerusha, you keep it loylam, you don't have to return it even after yovel. Now vahani, all the cases in the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Meir, miyerushi yerusha, what is in the pasha of yerusha, like a bechor, is yerusha dekalochas, you don't have to return it. And the matana matana, the case of you give somebody a present, that's a loch of a matana. A matana do not have to return. That's from Meir Svara. Yeah. Now vahani, it says yerusha matana matana, bechor losses by pishnaim, matana kayirachmona. The Torah calls the Bechor like a Matana, but even a Matana also, Rav Meir holds, you do not have to return by Yovel. Now, Vayoris Ashishtoi, what's the reason there? Because Yerusha Shabal Yeraisa. The Tanah Rav Meir holds that a husband Yashin's his wife made Yeraisa. So Yerusha, you don't have to return by Yovel. Vayoris Meshesis Achiv, why Bechor Kayarachmon? The Torah calls you like a Bechor, and a Bechor is either Yerusha or a Matana, so therefore you don't have to return by Yovel. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Now, the Chachom and the Chom say, Matona kemechish. No, Matona is like a mecher. Someone says, Mai tamayu the Rabbonin. What's the reason of the Rabbonin? Mai tamayu the Rabbonin. What do they say? That if you give a Matona, it's also Yachzer. Mai tamayu the Rabbonin. Gemara says, Toshuvu l'rabbis es a Matona. It says, Loshen of Toshuvu by Yovel, that Rashi says, Teshuvu ish elachuzosoi, everything's returned. So it's an extra posik, coming to include even a matana. If he gives somebody a matana, he only has a right to hold on to it until yovel. Well, yovel, you have to return it. That's a chomishita. Teshuvu, an extra word by yovel, even a matana is also returned. So therefore, vahani kulu yerushaninu. So therefore, the chom agree that these other things are considered like yerusha. Therefore, they're not returned by Yovel. Just the Maton is Kemecha Maton, you have to return. So, Chomol, the Bechoram Rachmon, Lossel of Pishnayim, is Makish Chelik Bechor, the Chelik Poshet. That the Chelik to Bechor gets his extra portion is the Yerusha de Kalocha, just like the normal brothers get a Chelik of Yerusha. So, Ma Chelik Poshet, just like with the other brothers, the Pshutim, not the Bechor, Yerusha, the part they get is called Yerusha, is Av Chelik Bechor is also called Yerusha. So therefore, even though we also matana, you have to return, but a Bechor is not called a matana, a Bechor is called a Yerusha de Kalocha. That's the Tanach HaChomim. So only a matana do you have to return. Rabbi Lezer Amano, he holds, Kulam Chorizim B'Yovel. All these cases have to be returned by Yovel. Why? Because the Sovu Lach Rabbanon, Rabbi Lezer also holds that Rabbanon Shita. The Yarmu that they say, Teshuvu is the Rabbi, says a matana. It's coming to include a matana. Matana also you have to return. Therefore, I tell you, Vahani Kulu, Matanas Ninu. They hold, the Rav Lez holds, all these cases in the Mishnah is called a Matana. Why? Bechor, he holds, after the Bechor gets two portions, losses le pishnayim is Matana kai rachmona. The Torah calls it a Matana. So therefore, a Matana has to be returned on Yovel, so Bechor has to return his portion on Yovel. Va'yoris ha-shishtoi, how come if you yashin your wife, do you have to return it on Yovel? Also, because Rav Lez holds, Yerusha sabal de Rabbonin. He holds that midirais, the husband is not yashin his wife. It's only the Rabbanon de Katakona. So Rabbanon made it like a Matana. It's as if you're getting a Matana now. Therefore, by Yovel, you have to return it. When you marry your brother's wife, also, Bechor Kai Rachman, the Torah calls your din like a Bechor. So Rabbi Lez holds the Bechor is like a Matana de Kalocha. Therefore, since it's a Matana de Kalocha, therefore you have to return it by Yovel. So therefore, here also a Yovel would have to return his chelik they got from his brother, they got from his brother by Yovel. Yeah. Now, Omer Rab Asi, Omer Rab Yechanan, Ha'achin Shecholku, when brothers divide up their father's property, when they go to make the Yerusha, Yishno Lekucha saying, Hesiyot, we hold Ein Breira, that means the portion that each brother takes, it's not for sure, that was the portion the father left over for him. So we don't know exactly whose portion is what. So when we make a chalukah, the pshat is one brother is selling their portion to the other. Like even if you are taking the wrong portion, it's like made up that the other brother is selling it to you. That's called Yerusha, it's like a lekuchas darhein. And therefore, since it's like you're buying property, pshitu machzirin zeh zeh b'yovel. Then when it comes yovel, all the brothers have to bring the property back together, as if give it back to the father like, and they'll have to redivide it again after Yovel. Moisiv Rav Hoshe, Hoshe asked the question. It says here, these are the cases that you don't have to return by Yovel. Habachaira, it says the Bechaira, you don't have to return by Yovel. And why not? The only reason was because the Bechaira is daima to Yerusha. So Yerusha, you don't have to return by Yovel. But according to you, that a Pasha the Yerusha is Lekuchas Dam, you should have to return. So you also should have to return it. So how come a Bechaira, you don't have to return? Omalei Reb Leza. Leza says back, Mai Ein Chrezin, what it means to say, Ein Chrezin B'Yovel, you don't have to return the Bechaira B'Yovel, it means Ein Chrezin Levatola. I mean, you don't return it for nothing. The Rashi says, like Shiei Mavid, you just lose it. It just means to say that by Yovel you have to return it, and after you return it, the Pshat is that now you do it over again, and again you take it to Chalokim. So that's why it's called Ein Chozrin, means you don't lose it. Zmaris, the question: if so, Maskev Lor Rav Sheshes. Michal, that will be the Pshat of it, and it will be a proof, Michal, that the man, the Yom HaChorzen, the one that says, yes, that is Chorzer, Chorzen Levatolu Kamar, that when you give back the Chilek Bechori, you want to say, if you hold it's Chorzen, means you lose it out, you don't get it back, what kind of swear is that? Why not? Havad, you should get it back again later, even after returning by Yovel, say after Yovel, you'll get your Chilek back again. Samara says, Kori Rav Chom Moled Rosh Hashis, Rav Chom called upon Rosh Hashis, that toiva chokhma im nachlo. That's good to have chokhma with the Yerusha, like with the nachlo. So Rashi means to say, like, he gave him a shvach, but he wasn't yerush all the brises. He left out a brisa. So you have to say, v'lo shmilu, didn't you hear? Ho, this brisa. That the chiyosi rov in omrav yechnan, for yarmul asom se reb lez omra mishum reb loza ben shemua. That my choizrin, what does it mean according to Rav Lezi in the Mishnah that the Bechor is choizrin? Itaka means choizrin levatola, yes. He holds that by Yovel it goes back and you don't receive it any back. Inchlami, it's choizrin levatola. That means to say that you lose your choicha Bechorah, Inchlami, you only have the Bechorah until Yovel. Once it comes Yovel, Inchlami, you have to return it back to the brothers and you don't get your chelek Bechorah anymore. So Nechnami, according to him, tak, it's Choyzer Levatolo. But according to the other sheet, it could be Taker, it is Choyzer, just not Levatolo. It's like a Dilla Kucha, it's the word, that you have to redo it, you do it over again. Yeah. So the Bechura is done over again. Yeah. Yeah. Nelimore says, Reb Yechon of Ruko Aimer Af, as Hayeris Asishto Yachtel Lebnei Mishpacha. If you're yarshin from your wife, you have to give it back to the family. So the question is why? Mike is sober. What does Rav Yechonon Ruka hold? He kesover he holds that Yerushas Habal the Yeraisa, that a husband yarshin his wife from the Yeraisa, so now my yachtel name is Bocho. Why does he have to return it back to the family? He should have a right to keep it. He kesover my he holds that Yerushas Habal is only the Rabbonin, it's only the Rabbonin the Kalocho. If so, then Dom and Maya Viratayu. Like, if it's only with the Rabbonin, so what does he have right to collect money for? What does it got to do with money? Money shuch. Like, why does he get money? For some reason he has to return it, so why should he get money for it? So Gemara says, Liyoylam I tell you, Kisav, the Yerusha Sabal, the Yeraisa. That's where the Yeraisa yells that a husband yashins his wife. So how come he has to give it back? We're talking about over here, but my askinon, you're going to rishtoi ishtoi beisak forest. That means your wife owned the beisak forest of her whole family. And therefore, even though when she dies, midiraisi, you yashin it, but the mishum pekam mishpocha, it's the gam for her mishpocha there, they have their family buried there, and they still want to bury more of their mishpocha there. So therefore, Amr Rabbanan, the Rabbanan say, lishko to mevel heder. With the Rabbanan, they told you, you're supposed to sell it back to the family. True, you have a right to take money for it. But you should sell it back to the family because of Pekah Mishpacha. Look at the time, like we learned, that HaMoicha Kivra, somebody sold the basic forest, or else Vadera Kivra, the road to get there, or else Makam HaModoy, that's a place where it used to be Maimed, when before the burial used to stop seven times. Ubeis HaSpeid, or else the place where they made the Hesped there. So somebody sells it, so boy in B'nai Mishpacha, the family of that person has the right to come to Lekech and tell him, listen, They have a right to say, even though one of our families sold it, but still it's our basic forest. We still want to bury our mishpacha there. Mishum p'kam mishpacha. The mishum p'kam mishpacha, they have a right to take it back. So not by force, a lot will have to pay for it, but I call upon him, you have a right to take it back. So that's China, Mishnah also goes to be Yochanan ben Brukha. That of a husband, Yashin's his wife, that she had a basic forest, so even though Midiraisi, he owns it, but the Rabbanan, though, we wanted to sell it back to her mishpacha, mishum p'kam mishpacha. So one says, if so, what does it mean you have to deduct some money? Why should you deduct anything? He's telling them right now the basic forest. So why should you deduct anything? So Mora says, what it means to say is demei kever rishtoi. You have to deduct the money that for your own wife's kever. In other words, you have a chiv to bury your wife. So you would have to pay for the kever anyway. So you have to sell back now the soul basic forest to your wife's mishpacha. But you can't take money, you have to deduct the money for your wife's place. Because that place, that's the chiv upon the husband to pay for it. Therefore for that, it's shinakia. But the rest of the basic forest, that's the din, midrabani is supposed to sell it back to her mishpacha. Now the Mishnah says, that nun gimel, that ma'ase behema, the loch, you have to take off ma'ase behema. You have 10 new behemas born to you this year. So you have to put them through.